Let's, if we have God's Word, let's turn in them to Exodus 36. Exodus 36, we'll be reading verses 1 through 38. Exodus 36, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 38. And beginning in verse 1, these are God's words, so let's give our attention to them, for they are infallible, and they cannot err. Then wrought Bezalel and Aholiab and every wise-hearted man, in whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding to know how to work all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary, according to all that the Lord had commanded. And Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab and every wise-hearted man in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, even everyone whose heart stirred him up to come unto the work to do it. And they received of Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary to make it withal. And they brought yet unto him free offerings every morning. And all the wise men that wrought all the work of the sanctuary came every man from his work which they made. And they spake unto Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. And Moses gave commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing. For the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much. And every wise-hearted man among them that wrought the work of the tabernacle made 10 curtains of fine twined linen and blue and purple and scarlet, with cherubims of cunning work made he them. The length of one curtain was 28 cubits. The breadth of one curtain was 4 cubits. The curtains were all of one size. And he coupled the 5 curtains one unto another, and the other 5 curtains he coupled one unto another. And he made loops of blue on the edge of one curtain from the selvage in the coupling. Likewise he made in the uttermost side of another curtain in the coupling of the second. 50 loops made he in one curtain, and 50 loops made he in the edge of the curtain which was in the coupling of the second. The loops held one curtain to another. And he made 50 tashes of gold, and coupled the curtains one unto another with the tashes, so it became one tabernacle. And he made curtains of goat's hair for the tent over the tabernacle. 11 curtains he made them. The length of one curtain was 30 cubits, and 4 cubits was the breadth of one curtain. The 11 curtains were of one size. And he coupled 5 curtains by themselves, and 6 curtains by themselves. And he made 50 loops upon the uttermost edge of the curtain in the coupling, and 50 loops made he upon the edge of the curtain which coupleth the second. And he made 50 tashes of brass to couple the tent together that it might be one. And he made a covering for the tent of ram skins dyed red, and a covering of badger skins above that. And he made boards for the tabernacle of shittim wood standing up. The length of a board was 10 cubits, and the breadth of a board 1 cubit and a half. One board had 2 tenons, equally distant one from another. Thus did he make for all the boards of the tabernacle. And he made boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards for the south side southward. And 40 sockets of silver he made under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under one board for his 2 tenons, and 2 sockets under another board for his 2 tenons. And for the other side of the tabernacle, which is toward the north corner, he made 20 boards. And there are 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under one board and 2 sockets under another board. And for the sides of the tabernacle westward, he made 6 boards. And 2 boards made he for the corners of the tabernacle and the 2 sides. And they were coupled beneath and coupled together at the head thereof to one ring. Thus he did to both of them in both the corners. And there were 8 boards, and their sockets were 16 sockets of silver under every board, 2 sockets. And he made bars of shittim wood, 5 for the boards of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the tabernacle for the sides westward. And he made the middle bar to shoot through the boards from the one end to the other. And he overlaid the boards with gold, and made their rings of gold to be places for the bars, and overlaid the bars with gold. And he made a veil of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen. With cherubims made he it of cunning work. And he made thereunto 4 pillars of shittim wood, and overlaid them with gold. Their hooks were of gold, and he cast for them 4 sockets of silver. And he made it hanging for the tabernacle door of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen of needlework, and the 5 pillars of it with their hooks, and he overlaid their chapiters and their fillets with gold, but their 5 sockets were of brass. And those are God's words. So here they begin building the tent of meeting, the tabernacle is another term for it. And the people had been giving so much and desirous to serve so much, verse 5, that they needed not to give any more. And they were commanded to cease giving because they had given so much. And then may it be true, as we applied that last Lord's Day to our giving, that we would give to such an extent that we would not need to give for some time again. But here we see that the different curtains are made first through verse 19, and then the boards through verse 30, and the bars through verse 34, and the chapter ends with the veil and the hanging of the doorway, or hanging for the doorway. Now, we remember that the tent of meeting reminds us of the presence of the Lord amongst His people. As well, these things, Hebrews 8 says, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established under better promises. And so all those things that we're reading about here in chapter 36 and afterward 37 and on, were a copy and shadow of heavenly things. They pointed forward to us of heavenly things, yet they're fulfilled in Jesus Christ, the mediator of a better covenant upon better promises, which is all found and communicated in the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we are to keep turning to Him, knowing that He will give us His presence, the Holy Spirit, and be with us, for His name is Emmanuel, God with us, even by His Spirit. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, thank You again for Your Word. We're thankful for the instructions to Israel and also the narrative of how they constructed the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, and which all looked forward to the temple that was more permanently built, which now is destroyed as judgment against the Jews, and which judgment fell upon Christ, of which He is now raised from the dead on the 3rd day. For even as He promised, He would destroy the temple, even Himself, and raise it up on the 3rd day. And we praise You for the gospel which is there in His death and resurrection, communicated to us that we are great sinners. And there at the cross we see the condemnation of our sin placed upon Christ alone. And we pray that You would send Your Holy Spirit to make it true of each one here, to give a new heart, that they would believe that Christ died there on that cross, condemned though He was righteous, condemned for us, all of our sins, condemnation, the wrath of God, full wrath of God poured out upon Him. And Father, we pray that You would forgive us of our sins and turn us again to Christ, Your Son. And we have failed and been unfaithful this week, even this morning. And yet you are the gracious God who shows us mercy in Christ your Son alone, who's given us a new heart, who has credited us with the righteousness of Christ, and there at the cross, credited to Jesus, was our guilt and sin, all of it, so that he endured the wrath of God that was supposed to be towards us, and yet fell on him, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ alone. And so, Father, we pray that you would grant faith in each of our hearts, to work faith in us, that we would believe anew, and believe for the first time, if that be your will. But grant us faith and help our unbelief, that you would sanctify our hearts and turn us from our sins, that all here who are downcast, struggling in their hearts and their lives in sin, that you would mortify the sin, mortify the flesh, and bring about new things, righteousness, and cleanse us of our sin. That we would see the marvelous light found in the gospel of Jesus your Son, and turn from the darkness, that we would turn from those works of the flesh, and that you would grant us the fruit of the Spirit. Father, we do praise you today for our souls that you have granted, the ones that you've made new. We praise you even now for those you're working in and bringing them a new heart. Even today, though that new heart might come years from now, we pray for such souls and such hearts, even our children, those in the womb, that you would grant a new heart and a faith that believes the promises. And you would save us from our sins. At the same time, we're thankful for the bodies that you have given to us, bodies that are made to worship you and to serve you and all that we do and say and think. And so, Father, we give you praise today that you have healed many of our bodies, of those who are present, and yet still some who are sick, not feeling well, didn't sleep well, and need your strength and your healing mercy. And so grant the great physician to heal them, your Son Jesus Christ, in their souls, that they would be blessed today, but so to their bodies, that you would rid them of viruses and the after effects of such a virus. That you would grant them strength and sleep and energy. That you would remove cancers from Patricia. That you would grant healing where healing is needed at the right time. And so we trust your plan and your eternal decrees, even if it is that you would heal an organ of our body or the womb to open it. We pray that you would bring it about, if it be your will, at the right time. And we're thankful that you will, at the right time, grant us new glorified bodies in which we will have no more viruses, and no more cancer, and no more struggling with anything in our bodies. But you'll make our bodies holy and set apart and perfect, of which we long to see and experience ourselves even now, of which we rest in hope today. That it is so guaranteed to us, your children, that we can praise you for healing us already, even though it hasn't yet come. But we trust that you will, because you've promised, and you're the God who's faithful and keeps all of your promises. And so we trust in you. We pray also today for our nation. We pray and ask for your fair and just hand to be merciful. For we deserve, and we keep seeing little judgments here and there upon our nation as the amount of sin exceeds and continues growing, the wickedness and the evil that we see more and more, that we keep growing closer and closer to being more like Sodom and Gomorrah. And yet, Father, we pray, just as Abraham pleaded, that you would spare us for the few righteous who remain. And you would bring about a zeal in our hearts to proclaim the truth no matter what would come. That we would proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ and not be ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power of God unto salvation, for the Jew first and also to the Gentile. And so save your elect and your people, both of the Jews and the Gentiles at the right time, and bring all nations to you. Because you say all nations will praise your name. And you command the nations to do so. And every ruler and king will bow to Jesus Christ your Son and worship him, even as Nebuchadnezzar was made to worship you. So these will at the right time. And so bring that about, even for our nation, that they would bring gifts unto you in covenant with Christ your Son. And that we would sing in praise to you for bringing it about, not merely in hope that it will come based on your promise. That is what we long to do. And so be faithful to your promises and bring it about at the right time. And so that we might praise you, whether here on earth or there in glory with you forever. Father, we ask now that you would turn our hearts unto you, strengthen our weak hearts and minds, that we would be faithful from both our hearts and according to truth to sing your praises with your Son Jesus Christ, and also to hear and receive the word with faith and joy, that we would teach it to others, and that we would live it out in our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.